There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, rolling in on hour number two. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. I've been out of the hospital for 10 days. And I've actually gone out and ventured forth. And I have found that I am carrying a gun when I go out. Now, there's a lot of other things to consider with that if I actually have to shoot a gun. And I guess I'll have to cross that bridge if it comes to it. I'm not training with a gun right now because I don't want to... I don't want to risk... breaking a few things loose in my chest. So, but I am using a standard G-code OSH. And it is performing perfectly. It is because of the I'm using the biggest gun I'm carrying right now is a Glock 19. That's the biggest gun I'm going to carry right now. And the holster, the OSH panel, is keeping it out of sight, out of mind. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Now, another thing that happened, I think it actually happened right before I went in for my vacation stay at the hospital. That was the Sandy Hook Advisory Committee. This was appointed by Governor Daniel Malloy in the wake... actually, in two wakes, in the wake of Sandy Hook and in the wake of the laws they passed because of Sandy Hook. Now, Connecticut's legislature responded to the Sandy Hook incident by passing a raft of new gun restrictions, including a 10-round limit on magazines and an expanded definition of assault weapon. Back in April of 2013, the new definition of prohibited guns covers any rifle that accepts a detachable magazine and has any of five military-style features. The Advisory Commission wants to expand that category to include any rifle or handgun that accepts a detachable magazine, period. And unlike the legislature, which allowed continued possession of prohibited guns and magazines as long as they were registered, the commission wants to confiscate all weapons capable of firing more than 10 rounds without reloading. So in Connecticut, they have decided, and this is not even a knee-jerk reaction, we're in 2015 now. We're in 2015 now. They've decided to not only eviscerate the Second Amendment of the Constitution, but to destroy the Fourth Amendment as the state government would attempt to confiscate hundreds of thousands to millions of firearms from law-abiding citizens. It's been tried in that neighborhood before. General Gage tried that. Didn't turn out too well for him. Now, Malloy probably would like to take note of that. But I've said this many times. I've said this many times. And I believe this. The American people are a, we're a double-edged sword, no matter what state we may live in. The norm there may be different than it is from the norm in other states, but everybody gets to this point. And if Malloy were to try to enact this, first of all, it would never stand the light of day. This would make it way up into the legal system if they decided to go the route of this commission's recommendation. If it was given the time to make it that far. If they tried to go out and start going door to door, kicking in doors, and confiscating guns of otherwise law-abiding citizens just because they exist and they own them, I think that that would be the biggest, deadliest mistake anybody ever made in a political calculation. It would be beyond anything I can imagine. Think, the Bundy Ranch was one guy. One guy. Against one organization, the Bureau of Land Management. And what happened? All kinds of people rushed to his aid. Armed people rushed to his aid. What do you think is going to happen in Connecticut if Malloy actually did try to implement this? That would be the revolution. Let the party begin. Right now, in the Constitution state, you've already got a law that has been passed that overnight turned up to 100,000 people into felons for merely owning personal property that they have the constitutional right to own, except in Connecticut. The state police there, on camera anyway, quite the bad boys, quite harsh the way they talked about their fellow citizens there in the Constitution state. The Sandy Hook Advisory Commission is little more than an attempt to protect the mental health community in Connecticut from their failure to correctly diagnose and treat the mass killer that took the life of his own mother before he went to Sandy Hook Elementary School. This is blame shifting at its highest form. This is projection at the highest level. It's a display of cowardice that knows no equal. And these are supposed to be professionals on this advisory commission. And the people of the state of Connecticut deserve better than that. They deserve better. Now, one thing I took away from my hospital experience, because for a very short period of time, with me at least, all things ceased. Technically speaking, I was dead. And I learned something from that, because I don't remember how that felt. I didn't feel anything from it. It don't hurt. That didn't hurt. So I sit here looking at stuff like this, and I say to myself, I really don't want this to happen. I really don't want there to be this kind of armed insurrection. I don't want there to be this kind of armed fight. And at the same time, I realize, but, you know, let's not mistake what I'm willing to do versus what I don't want to do. And let's hope that Malloy is intelligent enough to understand that he needs to refuse to listen to the commission. Shouldn't we have some bump music right about now? There it is. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
You ever hear about Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle kits? At guns80.com, they are the 80% specialists, helping to protect our privacy. Look, there are forces out there right now trying to register guns for future confiscation. UN treaties threatening our Second Amendment, our freedom. You need a Ghost AR-15. Get it at guns80.com. Call 844-2GUNS80. That's 844-248-6780. Own an AR-15 today and keep it a secret. Go to guns80.com. That's guns80.com. 844-2GUNS80.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
All right, welcome back. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by GECOTacticalHolsters.com. The only kind of holster I run, and surprisingly, I did not expect them to work right now while I'm in convalescence, but they are working. They are working, and I'm very, very pleased. Go check them out. All I'm waiting for indignation. I'm waiting for indignation. And I've seen none of it. Instead, I've seen cover-up. So let me tell you what I'm talking about. You know, in 2013, Obama decided to try to start the ball, start the momentum forward with Manchin Toomey to disarm you and I. And he failed at that, and that's good. That was a good thing. While he was doing that, he was directing his deputies at the Department of Homeland Security to release 36,007 foreign criminals back into America's neighborhoods instead of repatriating the criminals. The GOP, which now controls the Senate, kept the list of those crimes that these 36,000 people had committed and continued to commit. They kept that secret until after Obama's nominee for Attorney General, Loretta Lynch, completed their confirmation hearing on Wednesday of last week. Now, had the list been made public at the hearing, GOP senators could have pushed the media to focus on the huge cost of Obama's 2010 decision to minimize enforcement of the nation's immigration law. But that attention would have also increased public pressure to reject Lynch, who is supported by Democrats and their allies in the media. There's little or no evidence that the Republican leaders, including Mitch McConnell, want to reject Lynch or to encourage a 2016 debate on Obama's business-backed but very unpopular push for greater immigration. Currently, Lynch has open support from a few Republican senators and is going to get confirmed. She is on track to get confirmed, despite her endorsement of Obama's decision to not enforce popular immigration law. There's a list of 1,000 convictions that the Republicans have a list of. And of these 1,000 convictions, this includes 196 drunk driving charges and 57 other driving offenses, 88 theft, 69 burglary, 24 larceny, 26 assault, 35 charges of battery, 178 drug charges, 2 rape charges, and at least 4 auto thefts. This list does not identify the American or illegal immigrant victims of Obama's convict and release policy, and is very likely just a partial description. This 1,000 offense list also does not include all crimes committed by the released illegals, nor whether it includes all illegals who were convicted of crimes after being released, nor does it even detail the time period during which the crimes were committed. Currently, Loretta Lynch has the support of Senator Jeff Flake of Arizona, Utah Senator Orrin Hatch, South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham. Officials, including, to a degree, Republicans, have minimized the media coverage of this havoc created by these criminals by refusing to release the names of American victims of Obama's non-enforcement policies. Do you see the problem here? Do you see the problem as I see it? Here's the problem as I see it. This is probably way, way too simplistic. I am my own first responder. This non-enforcement of policy is encouraging to the criminal element, because the criminal element are looking for a shortcut. They're looking for an opportunity. If one of them happens up on me as my own first responder, one of two things is going to happen. They're going to win or I'm going to win. Now, if they win, I'm going to remain. It's never going to be mentioned. Certain contextual things that need to be brought out in that crime. Illegal immigrant. Convicted illegal immigrant. Known felon. You know, none of that's ever going to come out. If I win, I'll probably have Al Sharpton coming against me, which would be hilarious. That would be pretty funny to me. So, if you've ever asked yourself what the difference between Republicans and Democrats is, let me point something out. Most of the new Republicans right now are idealistic, and they believe in the platform of Lincoln. Okay? The Hatches of the world, the Flakes, the Grahams, this is all just a chess game to them. They don't care about you. They don't care about me. They don't even care. As a matter of fact, you know, they refer to each other as their good friends on the other side of the aisle. And I suspect that when Lindsey Graham is not in his darkened apartment where he lives alone in D.C., listening to Liza Minnelli tunes, that he's out having a drink with Harry Reid, Sheila Jackson Lee, because they're all good colleagues. And this guy is talking about running for president. So, get on those phones. Get on the phone. Hammer them. Beat them into shape. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 1,500-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, I'm George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM. I recently learned about a very unusual pharmacist who does not advocate use of prescription drugs, except in rare circumstances, say when powerful antibiotics are needed to kill a potentially lethal infection, such as pneumonia or staph. Instead, pharmacist Ben Fuchs from Boulder, Colorado, suggests always giving the body all the nutrients it needs to survive, thrive, escape illness, and live younger and longer. I don't think you will find anyone who knows more about how the body works and can explain it in such a delightful and entertaining way. Ben has recorded some very useful health nugget minutes that are available 24/7 online at criticalhealthnews.com. I invite you to log on to criticalhealthnews.com, listen to these pharmacist Ben health nuggets, and maybe even interact with Ben via chat or email. You're going to love pharmacist Ben online at criticalhealthnews.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by GECO, tacticalholster.com. Just the only way I go. The only way I'm going to go. One of the things about gun grabbers is they take the very rare occasion and the horrific occasion of the active shooter, the spree shooter, and they turn it into a cause. If the magazines were smaller, he would have to change the magazines more often. And then they really walk the plank of, you know, suspending disbelief. Then a disarmed citizen or an unarmed citizen could run up on him and tackle him and take him down and take his gun away from him. This in an attempt to justify a smaller magazine capacity. There are faster ways to stop a mass murderer, and disarming is a risky strategy at best. Now, that's because we know a couple of things about these guys. We've seen enough of these guys to understand exactly what they're about. Most of them go in carrying multiple guns. And they're not going to give them up to unarmed citizens if they can help it. Whenever legislation is introduced to ban or criminalize so-called high-capacity magazines, one argument almost always cited by gun grabbers is it will force mass murderers to reload sooner, creating a window of opportunity for some very agile and quick heroic citizen to disarm them and stop the killing. There are many things wrong with this hypothesis. One is the unrealistic assumption. Someone who's willing to commit mass murder won't be willing to access and use an illegal magazine. That one's completely glossed over. Tactically, how likely is it that there will be someone close enough to jump a gunman caught at slide lock without the rescuer already being in close proximity to the murderer, shot before he could even make the disarming attempt? At 20 feet, and I don't remember which sheriff's department did this, but a sheriff's department got out there and had people hiding, quote-unquote, at 20 feet, and when they went into slide lock with the rifle, that person would jump out while this guy was reloading the magazine, and inevitably, as they got closer to being a hero, they got shot. Now, but surely there's got to be some history as to when this may or may not have happened as far as stopping somebody when they're reloading. There are two incidents that are most often cited by those who demand reduced magazine capacity. One is the capture of Jared Lee Loeffner after the murder spree in Tucson, in which he killed six people and wounded a dozen more. The other is the capture of Colin Ferguson, which ended the Long Island Railroad train massacre, which claimed six lives and left 19 more people wounded. At each case, or in each case, multiple people were able to overpower the killer at a point when his weapon was no longer shootable. However, the accounts as to how they got that way seem to differ. Now, with Jared Lee Loeffner, we know that Patricia Maish ended up holding one of his magazines. Some of Ms. Maish's accounts make it sound as she ripped it from his hand, while another she seems to say he dropped it and she picked it up. However, Loeffner was carrying multiple magazines, and at least one witness insists he had already reloaded a fresh magazine, but it somehow jammed up the Glock 19 while attempting to complete the reload. In the Long Island Railroad massacre, Ferguson, they give him credit for reloading at least once, but he had to have reloaded three times because of the number of rounds they say he shot. He was running a Ruger P-89, and he had run it dry at a time he was rushed and overpowered by unarmed citizens. Ferguson had run out of loaded ammunition. He had no more magazines preloaded. So he was not overpowered when he was reloading. He was empty. And there have been successful disarms in public shootings. Moses Lake, Washington, 14-year-old Barry Lucatus opened fire at the middle school he attended, armed with a 30-30 rifle, 357 Magnum revolver, 25 auto, and 78 rounds of ammunition. He killed three victims and wounded a fourth before a gym coach was able to wrestle the rifle away from him and hold him down. The gym teacher did not wait for him to run empty. He got the 30-30 away from the young murderer while it was still loaded. If your attempt is going to be disarmed, then you need to be willing and, you know, able and prepared to make that attempt in the middle of the shooting, not when he runs out of ammunition, if you want to save lives. June 2014, Aaron Ibarra, 26, opened fire at Seattle Pacific University, killed one, injured three, and then he was pepper sprayed and overpowered by student monitor John Meese. According to one report, the killer's weapon was a double-barrel shotgun in poor repair and capable of firing in only one barrel. So it was basically a single-shot weapon. That doesn't take away from the courage of John Meese, but it is not common for mass murderers to use single-shot weapons. Then there's Jacob Weicker. Kit Kingle. Kinkle, rather. 15, murdered his parents and gained control of a Ruger 10-22, a Ruger Mark II 22 pistol, and a 9mm Glock 19. He took them to his school in Springfield, Oregon, with an ample supply of ammunition and opened fire. His barrage had killed four people and wounded 25 more when one of those wounded students, young Mr. Riker, jumped him as the killer reloaded the rifle. But Kinkle had another gun on him, so he drew the other gun and shot Mr. Riker again and another student. Then Mr. Riker, young Mr. Riker, joined by six other students, they were able to take him down and take physical control. We're coming up on the last break, and we'll talk about the attempts that have been made that didn't work. We're going to get to that next segment, guest 218. We're going to talk about those who attempted to disarm and got shot instead for the trouble, because that is an important statistic. My whole program is that if there's a spree shooter that erupts in front of me, after I've got good cover, I'm not going to wait for him to run out of ammo. I'm going to try to place a couple of shots in him and put him in a predicament where he no longer has motor function. Hopefully none of that will happen until I'm completely rehabilitated and I don't have to worry about going back to the hospital. Tomorrow on the show, we're going to be joined by Texas Law Shield, who was supposed to be on the show with me the day after the heart attack. So that'll be tomorrow. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
Hey, guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at Guns80.com. They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. Guns80.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned into his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to Guns80.com or call and ask for the sweetheart deal. Love is in the air at Guns80.com. Call now, 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400, so call Guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2-GUNS-80. Or get your Ghost AR-15 today at guns80.com on the web.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Last time on the firing line, and coming to you from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by GECO, TacticalHolsters.com. I'm using them even as I convalesce. They're just that good. They're surprising me. Surprising me. Check them out at TacticalHolsters.com. We're talking about this whole... I don't want to call it a stupid notion. If you know, if that's the situation you find yourself in, you may not have a choice. So I don't want to call it a stupid notion of trying to disarm a mass murderer. However, there are better ways to deal with a mass murderer than trying to disarm them. And I've talked about some people who have done it successfully, but what about those who have tried that didn't? It didn't work out that well. Probably one of the most glaring examples of this is Al Hupp. This was the Luby Cafeteria Massacre in Killeen, Texas, when George Hennard drove his pickup truck through the plate glass window, stepped out with a Ruger P-89 and a Glock 17. He shot 43 people, 23 fatally. In the midst of all of this, as it was going on, Al Hupp attempted to disarm the shooter. He was not successful. Hennard shot him in the chest. And then as Hupp was laying on the ground and his wife came and picked him up and was cradling him in her arms, he walked up and shot Hupp's wife in the head. When the police arrived and he got some return fire, that's when he killed himself. The Al Hupp was the father of Susanna Hupp, who had left her Smith & Wesson 38 in her parked vehicle, according to Texas law. There is one recently that is fairly well known, Don Hawksprung. Don Hawksprung ran at Adam Lanza, attempting to disarm him when he made access to Sandy Hook. She got almost within touching distance, and then he shot her down. In Coldbrook, New Hampshire, a bitter old man named Carl Drago went on a murder rampage. He assassinated two state troopers and a female judge. As he left the latter murder scene, newspaper editor Dennis Juice attempted to get his rifle away from him. Draga reportedly snarled, "Mind your own expletive deleted business," threw Juice to the sidewalk, and killed him with multiple gunshots. Drago did not kill himself when the police came up. He actually shot it out with him, and he lost his life doing that. How about using your words? That's one thing they always want us to do. Use your words. Just talk to them. That doesn't have a very promising history. In 2013, a 12-year-old boy came to school in Sparks, Nevada. Teacher Michael Lansbury tried to talk him down. The boy shot and killed the teacher and then committed suicide. What about physical mismatches? If you are a Gracie Jiu-Jitsu exponent, if you are a martial artist of any sort, if you are a big, strong person, if you're close enough to grab the offender as soon as he starts shooting, and you actually know how to do it, you actually do come away with a very reasonable chance of succeeding. Unfortunately, unless you're looking for that to actually start happening and you have zeroed in on the exact person that is going to be the shooter, you're probably going to be one of the first victims. It's probably going to happen before you can even act. Now, in the Lucatus incident that we talked about earlier, an adult male gym teacher overpowered a 14-year-old boy who, judging by his photos, was physically unintimidating. In the Draga murders, Dennis Juice wasn't a physically large or especially strong man, and he's up against a rugged, muscular killer who stood over 6 feet tall, weighed well over 200 pounds. There are those that would say that this made him more of a hero in his last moments, but in the end, he was a dead hero nonetheless. And then there's the multiple guns thing. The multiple guns thing is a very hard nut to crack. Very hard nut to crack. In 1966, Charles Whitman climbed the Texas Tower in Austin, Texas, with so many guns and ammunition he had to put them in a footlocker, and he rolled that onto the elevator on a dolly. He murdered 17 and wounded 32. He was in a perch, immune to the .38 caliber revolver fire and the fire, excuse me, and 12-gauge buckshot from police. The term going postal came in large part from Patrick Sherrill's death orgy in Edmond, Oklahoma. At the post office there, 14 dead, 6 wounded, perpetrator took his own life. He was armed with two 1911 45s he had been issued by the National Guard and a .22 target pistol of his own. James Holmes, AR-15, 12-gauge Remington 870, 2 Glock 22 pistols. Before he surrendered to police, he'd shot 82 people in the gun-free zone. Somebody like that is going to be tough to disarm. Somebody with that many guns is going to be tough to disarm. Somebody, when somebody starts shooting, it's going to be tough to disarm them because you have to get close enough to be able to get physical with them. Far easier just to pop them, you know, draw your own weapon, shoot them. The best strategy for this is very simple. When you've got a monster with a lethal weapon and he attempts wholesale murder of the innocent, is the best strategy going to be to expect some untrained, unexpecting potential victim to get in a grappling match and persevere with them? Or is the better expectation, the hopes of there being an armed citizen there that shoots them and shoots them often and well? Now, before the Aurora Theater in the same city, a few months before Aurora, April, Kiaran Parker opened fire outside of a church in Aurora, killing the pastor's mother. One member of the congregation, an off-duty Denver police officer named Antonio Malo, drew his own gun and shot and killed Kieran before he could wreak any more mayhem. 2007, also in Colorado, this was the Gene Assam shooting, where you had Matthew Murray shooting multiple people at one church. Then he went to another where he shot more victims there. And then he ran into Gina Somm, who ran at him with a Beretta 92 in her hands, firing as she went. She hit him multiple times over and over again. He went down with just enough life forces left to shoot himself. There are plenty of occasions where a shooter, an armed citizen, has stopped people. And it's an extraordinary circumstance to find yourself in. It has to be. I've never been in that. But if I ever find myself in that circumstance, do I want to remember? See, I've been actively out of the martial arts probably since the age of 35. So going on 20 years, do I actively want to get out there and say, I remember all the lessons I haven't practiced in a very long time, and get in there and go with them hand to hand, or do I just want to draw my weapon, which I do practice with, and just end it? Just end it at that point. This is one of the reasons I got a chance to study this martial art method. Jeet Kune Do, Bruce Lee's. Bruce Lee believed in an economic attack. He believed in very little wasted motion and make it fast and quick. And I think that is the epitome of the modern day gunfight. But in any event, this whole disarming thing is just sort of silly. Tomorrow on the show, we'll be rejoined again by Texas Law Shield, which was supposed to have happened on the 13th of this month. But we're going to do it again tomorrow. In any event, we'll do this again in 22 hours. I'm going to do my best. Remember this, it's never been about gun control. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. On a Tuesday, this has been Lock and Load.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
You ever hear about Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle kits? At Guns80.com, they are the 80% specialists, helping to protect our privacy. Look, there are forces out there right now trying to register guns for future confiscation. UN treaties threatening our Second Amendment, our freedom. You need a Ghost AR-15. Get it at Guns80.com. Call 844-2GUNS80. That's 844-248-6780. Own an AR-15 today and keep it a secret. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. 844-2GUNS80.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.